Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Brett.
And Brett is here, courtesy of the School Sucks Project. We'll talk more about that as the show goes on here tonight. And as I was explaining to you before the show, Brett, we have been throughout the week sharing some of the audio of the half-an-hour-long German television interview of Edward Snowden, which is reportedly the very first TV interview, maybe even the first interview that he's done.
The only thing, the only other thing that I've seen is this discussion from his with Glenn Greenwald, but all that there really seems to be available is these short clips of it. It's not a, you know, continuous interview.
Yeah, and this is an excellent piece, and the kind of the newsy thing about it is it's been suppressed. It's very, very hard to find this. The company, the German television company NDR, that put it out is restricting access to it on their YouTube channel, and meaning that if you are in Germany, you can go and watch it on their YouTube channel. But if you're outside of Germany, you're not allowed to see this.
Wow.
And so we've had to pull the audio from the live leak version of this. Actually, I found one that had been uploaded to Vimeo and downloaded that. That's how I got this. I ran the audio through some processing to make it a little bit better for on-air use. But we've gone through about 8.5 minutes of this thus far this week. And at this rate, it's going to take all week to actually get through the entire
video. Sure. It's pretty captivating, too.
Yeah, he's got a lot of good information in there, and I think he covers some stuff that's kind of new, like the idea that when the government guys say they're not spying on their own people or other people in other countries, like in the UK, for instance, when they say they're not spying on you, what they mean is that mass data collection, they don't consider that spying.
Right.
So they're absolutely collecting your data, according to Snowden. They're collecting everybody's data, as much of it as they possibly can, but they claim, and I'm sure you believe them, that they're not drilling down into that data to then target you specifically.
Well, situations like this cause call for a lot of goalpost moving and panicky redefining of words. Because, you know, originally what the government wanted to say was, we don't have a program like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that cat was out of the bag, it was, oh, well, you know, we've got it under control. It's going to be okay. Don't worry about it too much. So it's interesting because it's kind of almost like this cat and mouse game where Snowden reveals something.
Mm-hmm.
The government tries to cover their butts. So
by lying.
And then he reveals more stuff that exposes the previous lies. So it's interesting to see where this is going to go, because I guess the impulse, if you're a spokesperson for the NSA or the Obama administration, is when new information comes out and it's damaging, just misdirect and lie about it. But it's like he has other hands.
Yeah,
he can play. So it's interesting to see where it's going to go.
And that's what he's been doing this whole time since the summer when the first revelations came out. He's just been releasing bit after bit after bit, just enough to counteract all the lies that they attempt to spread to misinform people as a result of that.
Right.
So we can continue with the Snowden video, and I do intend to do that when we get a chance here in a few moments. But there's actually Snowden-related news. And it's somewhat fresh. I guess it came out a few days ago. But we told you about the Guardian newspaper in the UK, which is where Glenn Greenwald was working at the time the Snowden files were released. So the Guardian was part and parcel to that whole process. And we did mention several months ago or a few months ago on Free Talk Live that they were forced to destroy the information that they had in the office. Now, apparently, the Guardian has released video of the destruction of those pieces of electronic equipment. And there's a news story to go along with it. It's called The Day GCHQ, now that's the British equivalent of the NSA, came to call on The Guardian. In this exclusive extract from his book on Edward Snowden, Luke Harding gives the inside take on what happened when British agents ordered the destruction of Guardian computers. Since David Cameron became Prime Minister, Alan Rusbridger had spent barely a half an hour with him. Now, Rusbridger is the head over there at The Guardian. It wasn't a warm or constructive relationship, says Rusbridger. But the day after The Guardian published its first GCHQ story showing that Britain's intelligence agency had bugged foreign leaders at two G20 summits, Cameron's press officer, Craig Oliver, called Rusbridger. He said officials were unhappy with the G20 revelations, and some of them wanted to chuck Rusbridger in jail. But they said, "We're not going to do that." Next came a personal visit from Cameron's most lofty emissary, the Cabinet Secretary Sir Jeremy Haywood. Rusbridger explained that British action would be futile. Snowden's material now existed in several non-British jurisdictions, including New York, Berlin, and Rio. Haywood argued that The Guardian was a target for foreign powers. It might be penetrated by Chinese agents. "Do you know how many Chinese agents are on your staff?" He gestured at the flats visible from the Guardian windows and said, "I wonder where our guys are." It was impossible to tell if he was joking. Rusbridger agreed to partner with two U.S. media organizations in order to secure the data. A small selection of edited documents was sent off, heavily encrypted, via FedEx to independent news website ProPublica, and collaboration was agreed with Jill Abramson, executive editor of the New York Times. The data was now safely on U.S. soil, protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution. 2 weeks passed, with The Guardian continuing to publish revelations from the NSA files. Then, on Friday the 12th of July, Haywood reappeared with Oliver. Their message: The Guardian must hand back the files. The mood in government seemed to be hardening, though it was scarcely better informed. "We believe you have 30 to 40 documents," said Haywood. "We're worried about their security." Rusbridger said, "Do you realize there's a copy of the documents in America?" Haywood replied, "We can do this nicely, or we can go to law."
Oh, they say that in Britain, too.
Then Rusbridger suggested an apparent compromise that GCHQ could send technical experts to The Guardian to advise staff on how the material could be handled securely and possibly in due course destroyed. Three nights later, Rusbridger was having a quiet beer in the Crown, a pub not so far from the Guardian's offices. A text arrived from Oliver, the government goon. Had the editor set up a meeting with Oliver Robbins, Cameron's deputy national security advisor? J.H., that is, Haywood, is concerned you have not agreed the meeting that he suggested. Rusbridger was nonplussed. He texted back about security measures. Response: about handing the material back. Rusbridger said, "I thought he suggested meeting about security measures." "Oh no, he's very clear. The meeting is about getting the material back." Rusbridger told the press secretary there hadn't been a deal to return the Snowden files. Oliver was blunt. "You've had your fund. Now's time to hand the files back." The next morning, Robbins called. He announced that it was all over. Ministers needed urgent assurances that Snowden's files had been destroyed. He said GCHQ technicians also wanted to inspect the files to see if a third party had intercepted them. Rusbridger repeated, "This doesn't make sense. It's in U.S. hands. We will go on reporting from the U.S. You're going to lose any sense of control over the conditions. You're not going to have this chat with U.S. news organizations." Rusbridger then asked, "Are you saying explicitly, if we don't do this, that you will close us down?" "I'm saying this," agreed Robbins.
It's tough to get a read on this, because obviously in a situation like this, you have to, I think they're thinking, the British security agency is thinking, and just like the NSA and the executive administration in this country probably thinking, got to make an example out of somebody. Right.
Mm-hmm.
This can't go on. So we have to find a way to bring responsible parties down. Not a new thing, even in the last couple of years. WikiLeaks, Bradley Manning. We've seen this kind of thing before where somebody's got to pay. On the other hand, I think that it's fair to conclude that a lot of these collapsing Western economies, China was brought up in this story as well. Right. I think that the British and the Americans do feel a sort of pressure that China and even Russia are sort of economic enemies and really geopolitical enemies in the 21st century. So
it's certainly economic competition.
It is. But the reemergence of a sort of powerful Russian state, I think, is according to the perception of many like foreign policy and national security advisor types, including Zbigniew Brzezinski, a real threat for the 21st century. China, for obvious reasons, because it's an economic powerhouse. So this is an interesting story. It's hard to...
We'll come back with the remainder of it here. What happened in the Guardian offices when the GCHQ came calling? 855-453. You can take control here. Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. All Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, herbalhealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120 count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want right here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you. Archives, we've got those. They go back for years, all the way back to late 2006. You can just click and download, and they're yours for free. Go to freetalklive.com, and you can get those, and as well as all kinds of other stuff. Again, all on the house, freetalklive.com. Another great website, Freedom's Phoenix. You're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies every day at freedomsphoenix.com. Readers like you are provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com. Get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we continue here with the news from The Guardian about their threatened shutdown. Essentially, the GCHQ, the NSA equivalent over in the UK, and their fellows in the UK government threatened the folks over at the Guardian newspaper, which is, of course, the originator of the Edward Snowden initial leaks. And they told them, look, you hand these files back over to us, or we're going to shut you down.
And the question that I raised in the last segment was, is this just the typical somebody's got to pay, somebody's got to be made an example of for, you know, trying to shine this light of truth into dark places and light of accountability? It seems like there's an element of that, especially since all these documents exist in duplicate in another country and, you know, the British security is not going to be able to obtain them.
Right. They pointed that out multiple times to them. Look, this is pointless. We've already sent this elsewhere.
So it seems like a kind of an operation of leading on people who they consider to be responsible for the leak. But they're also, I'm wondering, and I'd certainly be interested in thoughts from people who are more knowledgeable, is there a real perception of a economic or national security threat, not from terrorism, because I always, you know, I've always just thought of like, you know, Al-Qaeda. I mean, that's kind of like the children's toys of how I think the world really works and who the real threats are, you know, to or perceived threats to the United States in the 21st century, both economic, some geopolitical, China and Russia. So that's not really being talked about. But I'm interested to see if there are people in positions of power who view that as a real threat.
So let me continue the story here from TheGuardian.com, and then we'll go to you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username is lrn.fm. So this, continuing the article, right after he was threatened by Agent Robbins of the UK government with a shutdown if they did not cooperate. It was never entirely clear, and this is an excerpt from actually a book about Edward Snowden. It was never entirely clear if Robbins meant an injunction or a visit from the police. Later that week, while Rusbridger, now that's the editor of The Guardian, was at his annual piano camp in France, Robbins spoke to deputy editor Paul Johnson and said the government wanted to seize The Guardian's computers. You want to talk about a major blow to any organization. If the government comes in and takes any business's computers these days,
that's
crippling.
Yeah.
So Robbins spoke to, again, said they wanted to seize the computers. Johnson refused. He cited a duty to Snowden and to Guardian journalists. The deputy editor offered another way forward to avoid being closed down. The Guardian would bash up its own computers under GCHQ's tutelage. Robbins, the government agent, agreed. It was a parody of Luddism. Men were sent in to smash the machines. On Friday, July 19th, two men from GCHQ paid a visit to the Guardian. Their names were given as Ian and Chris. They met with Guardian executive Sheila Fitzsimmons. Ian told her, "You've got plastic cups on your table. Plastic cups can be turned into microphones. The Russians can send laser beam through your window and turn them into a listening device." 2 days later, they came back, this time with Robbins. Ian explained how he himself would have broken into the Guardian. He says, "I would have given the guard £5,000 and got him to install a dummy keyboard. Black Ops would have got it back. We would have seen everything you did." The GCHQ team opened up their rucksack. Inside was what looked like a large microwave oven. The strange object was a degausser. Its purpose is to destroy magnetic fields, thereby erasing hard drives and data.
Yeah. And based on some of these quotes, it sounded like some of these guys would really rather been in like a 1980s Cold War kind of action
James
movie.
Bond film or something.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, Ian says, you'll need one of these. Johnson, the editor, says, we'll buy our own. Thanks. Ian returns, no, you won't. It costs £30,000. Johnson says, okay, we probably won't then. The Guardian did agree to purchase everything else the government spy agency recommended. Angle grinders, Dremels, a drill with a revolving bit, masks. There'll be a lot of smoke and fire, the agent warned. At midday the next day, Saturday, July 20th, Ian and Chris from the GCHQ joined three senior Guardian staff members in a windowless concrete basement. Directed by Agent Ian, they took it in turns to smash up bits of computer. It was sweaty work. Soon there were sparks and flames and a lot of dust. Ian lamented that because of the GCHQ revelations, he could no longer be able to use his favorite joke. He used to go to graduate recruitment fairs looking to attract bright candidates to a career in government spying. He would wrap up his speech by saying, if you want to take it further, telephone your mom and tell her. We'll do the rest. Now, he complained, the spy agency's press office had forbidden the gag. As the bashing and deconstruction continued, the two GCHQ men took photos with their iPhones. Then the journalists fed the pieces into the degausser. Everyone stood back. Nothing happened. Then finally, a loud pop. It had taken 3 hours. The data was destroyed, beyond reach of Russian spies with trigonometric lasers. The spooks and the Guardian team shook hands. Ian and Chris left carrying bags of shopping presents for their families. This extraordinary moment was half pantomime, half Stasi. But it was not yet the high tide of British official heavy-handedness. That was still to come.
Stasi, by the way, if people are unfamiliar, was the East German secret police known for their surveillance tactics during the Cold War in the 1980s.
So I guess if you want to find out the rest of the story, the book in this case is called The Snowden Files. The author is Luke Harding, who's one of the Guardian editors or reporters, and that's kind of a look into the ridiculous visit on the part of the GCHQ to the Guardian, where they demanded they destroy files that had already been copied to at least two other places, if not several at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So just an absolute, as you're suggesting, just a total exercise of power on their part, threatening these individuals with the destruction of their business if they didn't go along with this ridiculous process of destroying hard drives and degaussing them.
Yeah, it does seem to have a sort of theatrical appeal to it, what they were forced to do here, or, you know, through a process forced to do.
So you can share your thoughts with us. We will play more of the Snowden video and continue commenting on that. As I said, we're only about 8.5 minutes through, so maybe we'll get through another 2 minutes tonight if we get a chance. And, of course, your calls. In fact, already some folks on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can reach out to us in that way. Also, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the Guardian actually has pictures of some of the destruction process here. I'll post that on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up whatever you'd like here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username is lrn.fm. Actually, a couple folks hanging on Skype. We're going to get to that here in a moment. Also, want to invite you over to our website where you get to create the content. So what you see on the front page of freetalklive.com was placed there by listeners like you. So all that content, whether it's news articles, YouTube videos, blog posts, whatever, something you wrote, you can do that too. You post whatever you want there, and then it becomes subject to others voting. So you can vote up what you like. You may vote down if you dislike something. And then ultimately we can look at it and see what our listeners, like you, think is interesting and maybe talk about it on the air. Of course, the best way to get your content on the air is to call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Valentine's Day is coming up, and Brett, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Uh-huh.
What is the worst Valentine's Day gift you've ever been given or have received? Given or received.
Oh, my goodness. So. It's been so long since I've done a Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a difficult question. I would not enjoy receiving flowers, but when I've sent them to other people, it's usually a big success. Gosh,
it's hard to go wrong with flowers, that's for sure. We can talk more about flowers later, but I wanted to tell you about berries today. Because really, how can you go wrong with chocolate-covered strawberries? Milk, white, and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts, at over 40% savings from Sherry's Berries.
Okay, yeah. I like all those things.
Exactly. And if you want to double the berries, you add another $10. Now, what you need to do is use our code to get this deal at berries.com, berries.com, and then click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Type in FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's the code, and that gets you the special deal. Again, $19.99 for the giant freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. And again, you can double the berries for just $10 more. Use code FTL by clicking the microphone in the top right corner of berries.com. I'm excited. They're sending Sherry's Berries to our studio. We'll be able to sample them here shortly. Not tonight, but so sorry, Brett.
No, that's all right.
But at some point, I'm hoping tomorrow, we were going to receive these things. And I'm very excited because I've heard a lot about Sherry's Berries over the years on talk radio. This is a no-brainer kind of gift. I mean, how can you go wrong with chocolate-covered strawberries?
Right.
And you can get them right now at berries.com, berries.com. Click the mic, type in FTL, and get that deal. All right, so our number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Skype, where Jared is on the line in Michigan. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey, Brett. I got to say, you had me laughing, man. I was listening to your latest podcast, the one where you were talking with Thaddeus Russell.
Yeah, thank you.
This is the author.
Thaddeus Russell is the author of a book called A Renegade History of the United States, a book that might get worked into one of our conversations later in the show based on an article we might cover. But go ahead, Jared.
I just thought it was funny because you had NWA on in the background and you were just talking over it. It's just two different sounds I never thought I would hear. Eazy-E in the background, you know, and it's about a show about learning. I just found it funny. It just had me cracking up. But what I called to ask you about was I wanted to know what your thoughts were about how children learn these days. And before I go into that, I'm cynical. I've always been of the belief that a pessimist is an optimist with more information, basically. So that's and I think historically, you know, the vast majority of the human race have been, you know, stupid. It's just when you listen to things that happened in ancient Europe or Mongolia or Asia or, you know, the Americas, you just think, you know, people are stupid. But yet we always hear that people are getting dumber in today's world. And if you look at anecdotal evidence, I could see how you could come to that belief. But I personally am not ready to admit that that's true. But the one concern that I did have is we have TVs everywhere today. There's portable this, portable that, electronic everything. Kids don't use imagination like they did when we grew up, because I'm only a few years younger than you, so we grew up around the same time.
Sure.
And kids have no imagination. I mean, I remember being a kid, and if you were sitting in the car on a long ride or you had to wait in the store with your parents, your mind would just think about things. You would learn things. You would figure things out on your own. And today, with kids being constantly bombarded with TV and whatnot, I wonder, do you think that's slowing down the growth process, or is it just going to be different?
Well, creativity and the imagination are very, very important. So I remember that when I was growing up, I don't encourage kind of like hands-on, top-down, authoritarian parenting. My parents weren't terribly strict, but they definitely controlled the amount of TV that I could watch. And I remember that that forced me, even though TV was very alluring and exciting, especially once they came in like 1988 and installed the cable lines and we could see MTV and all that stuff. I wanted to be in, you know, when I get home from school watching TV. But I remember being a lad and having to go outside and just play in the middle of the woods. And, you know, I remember invented my own whole world. So I was exercising imagination and creativity, and you're right. On the long car rides, I was just looking out the window and thinking my thoughts.
Well, I know. I'm curious, though, Jared. I mean, what makes you say that young people today don't have imagination? Is it simply because you think they're distracted by all these things where they've, you know, computer programs or television shows where these worlds have already been created for them?
From personal experience in my own life, you know, my family members who have children of their own, right, it's like if they're away from an iPad or something for more than 3.2 seconds, it's you have hell to pay. And I just don't remember being like that as a child. I mean, I was impatient you know, in comparison to other people. But I think if you compare it to how I was then compared to today, I would have been really patient. But yeah, Ian, I just don't think that, I think that kids are used to seeing things on TV and their imagination, the whole, you know, being a dreamer and trying to think of things and having dreams of your own. I just wonder if children are going to have that when they grow older, because we live in a world today. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just different. But I wonder if we're just going to be living in a world where people don't have dreams. It's just they're used to being spoon-fed, whether it's ideas or propaganda or whatever.
You know? Easy entertainment. And I know I can definitely, I see and spend time with young children, and I definitely see what you're talking about. And I mentioned parenting before, and I think, and I do encourage parents to, even though you don't want to be controlling your children, you do have quite a bit of control over the environment. And, you know, proactivity can solve a lot of problems, you know, planning ahead, setting up the right environment, and, you know, having clear expectations of this is time for TV, this is time for iPod, you know, within some limits, I think is a good thing. Obviously, a lot of times these activities are being used as levers to control behavior. If you don't do this, you can't have this, mm-hmm. or you can't watch this. And I think all of that is bad. And I do see not just kids depending more on this kind of technology, but parents are depending on it because it is a fantastic babysitter.
You know?
Mm-hmm. The TV has always been that. I mean, I remember being much younger and the adults saying, put the kids in front of the TV, you know, they'll shut them up. And today there's like a myriad of devices that can distract kids,
right, now,
or occupy kids.
Now each child has their own device and they can watch whatever they want on, presumably.
And I found myself just recently being a little disillusioned when my nephew, who's 5, has an iPod and he's playing a game. And I'm like, great, games, great way to learn. The entire purpose of the game, I figured out, was to nag your parents to buy more stuff in the game.
Seriously?
To get to, you couldn't achieve your way to the next level.
Without money.
You had to buy your way to the next level.
Jared, if you had more to say, you're welcome to stick with us. I think it's an interesting topic. We'll come back with more here in moments. 855 453. Certainly would love to hear some parents as well.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Is it true what Jared, who has called in tonight on Skype in Michigan, has suggested about young people, children specifically, that are growing up today in the 21st century where it seems like everybody has this device, this glowing screen that they can pull out, and I'm certainly guilty of doing it more often than I probably should.
Me too.
Is this destroying the imagination of young people, children specifically? Would love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up on March 5th and 6th, that is approximately 1 month from today, in Austin, Texas, it's the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Now, you want to talk about people with some imagination. Bitcoin is probably the most exciting technology on the planet, maybe one of the most exciting technologies of our lifetimes. It's amazing. And this is going to be the place to be if you like Bitcoin or are interested in Bitcoin. If you love Bitcoin, the Bitcoin people, the movers and the shakers are going to be at this conference. Folks like Jason King, Tony Gallippi, Jeff Berwick, Jeffrey Tucker, Stefan Molyneux. There's going to be a mix of like total Bitcoin people and also Liberty people speaking here. Of course, Austin favorites, Catherine Bleich and John Bush will be in attendance. So many different guests. I can't possibly name them all for you. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com to learn more about this event. There are going to be three tracks at any moment. So there will always be something interesting going on to you at any given time during the event. Plus, don't miss the hackathon, which will feature big money Bitcoin entrepreneurs waiting to sweep up the hacking all-stars. You're not going to want to miss a minute of this event. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. We're going to be broadcasting live from there, by the way. Mark and myself are going to be in attendance, as well as Stephanie and Brian from The Sunday Show. So we're going to have a good chunk of the entire Free Talk Live crew in attendance at this event.
This sounds very cool.
Yeah, you don't want to miss it. If you missed the Miami one, you definitely don't want to miss this one. TexasBitcoinConference.com. We'll see you there. And we continue with your calls and thoughts. Now, Jared is with us on Skype. Jared, I didn't get a chance to ask you, do you have children?
Yeah, I will in a couple of months, so I've been thinking about this. So, you know, this kind of stuff has been going through my mind. But, you know, and it's not just children that are guilty of it, too, to be completely honest. I mean, I've been on some long plane rides, and you get to choose your own movies now in the seats. They have, like, hundreds and hundreds of movies, and it's great. And I was on a long plane ride about a year ago, and they didn't have that option. And I was sitting there thinking, oh, crap, what am I going to do? So, I mean, you know, adults are guilty of it, too. But I guess the bigger picture is I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, which is why I wanted to pick Brett's brain on it, because the same thing can be said for how we view information, technology, and the state. I mean, we view that technology will outpace the state and make us more free, but at the same time, having privacy is going to at some point be almost impossible, and we might live in a world where it could be a little more dangerous, because you could have a, you know, private person setting the government aside who wants to kill someone, and they can just use a drone that you can make on a 3D printer or something. So I think, like, everything has a cost and a benefit to it. I'm just kind of wondering how that relates with, you know, the youth today compared to our generation.
This is certainly not a problem, just to go back to the earlier point, that is caused by technology, right? Like, people for a long time have tried to deal with and maybe compensate for or fill some kind of emotional void. So I don't know, Jared, if you heard the show right before the one you mentioned earlier on School Sucks, but it's
Which one was that?
It was about the six pillars of self-esteem, and it opened with a clip
yes.
of Louis C.K. on Conan yes. O'Brien, and he's talking about, you know, we're people today who will risk ruining our lives and killing somebody else by texting while driving because we're so afraid of being alone. We're so afraid of having to face our own uncomfortable thoughts for more than a couple minutes.
Wow.
And the show was about the practice of living consciously. Now, Nathaniel Brandon, who wrote the book, The Six Pillars of Self-Esteem, which is about having a more complete life and, you know, a better idea of and comfort with your identity, identified this as the first pillar, living consciously, dealing with discomfort, before the internet was even invented. So, obviously, if you look at substance abuse or other kinds of self-destructive short-term gain behaviors, this problem of wanting to escape the prospect of having to be alone with your thoughts is nothing new. And I think it's probably existed since technology, maybe technology is to blame a little bit, but not the digital revolution, maybe more like the industrial revolution, where people all over the earth suddenly have this new thing called free time, to actually sit and think, and experience their thoughts in a way that maybe only, you know, people who are more, part of the leisure class could have done before. So, you know, it's interesting to think about, but when it comes to actually the parenting experience and the childhood experience, I would really reiterate the proactivity piece of it. You know, you've got a few months to figure out how to set up an environment where you're not going to let this stuff take over a small person's life.
Brett, I think you just need a balance. You need to have the time for reading, the time for music, even the time for TV, just to, you know, be exposed to all that stuff so you don't get, you know, too far down the path on one road or too far down the path on the other road. That tends to make sense.
I think so. And even that balance has to be balanced with, you know, not being overbearing as a parent, right? And too carefully structuring a kid's time. So, yeah, I definitely recognize there's a tremendous challenge here, and it's a lot to think about, and it's a very important question, Jared.
Good luck, Jared. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate
Thanks,
hearing
guys.
From you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, Brett, you are the host of the School Sucks Project, as
yes.
Jared referenced. SchoolSucksProject.com.
Yep.
Is where you can go, and you can download episodes, you can get interactive on a forum. What other stuff's available?
Well, I would. We have groups. So if people come to SchoolSucksProject.com with a particular educational interest or educational or schooling problem, they can find a group where hopefully there are people in similar situations, similar backgrounds, high school students, etc. And each group has its own dedicated forum. So people can come and create their own groups, create their own forums. And, you know, we do the podcast. We're really trying to push the idea of real education versus schooling. So I try to offer things that I think are of educational value. We've done a series on critical thinking, logical fallacies. As I mentioned, we're currently doing a series on the six pillars of self-esteem.
Very cool.
So, and you know, I try to have some variety so people can come there especially young people who are brought in by this idea, yeah, school sucks,
mm-hmm.
and they can find different things that they might be interested in. We do a series called School Sucks at the Movies, you know, where we do film reviews.
So go to schoolsucksproject.com to get more of Brett. And you're not doing a live show these days, right? Like, this is your live show.
This is my live show.
No wonder people are calling in with specific questions for you. Let's go to Bill. He's in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Brett.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Well, basically, I just wanted to call in about a situation that happened to me 2 days ago. I'm new to the area. I just took a job out here in Nebraska. I'm from Nashua, actually.
Okay.
But, basically what happened was I was just having some issues with my family, and I confided in with a pastor. And later on, I get a phone call, and it's the police. They say, you were talking to the pastor, and we were concerned for your safety, and we need to come check up on you.
Were you talking about suicide?
Not at all. I was talking about I was depressed and I was upset because I'm away from my daughter right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I confided in with my pastor about that. I said I'm miserable without my daughter, and she's not going to be here for another 3 weeks. And I just said I don't like it. And then. Just telling her about that kind of stuff. And the police showed up at my work. Mind you, it's a job I just...
Hold on, just to clarify, they called you first, saying they wanted to check on you, and then they just showed up?
Nope. They showed up at my work first.
Okay, so they didn't call. They just showed up out of nowhere. Okay.
And you weren't at your work when they showed up?
I was not. They showed up at 6 after I already left.
Okay, all right.
And I get a phone call... I didn't answer because it was a restricted number.
Yeah.
And they said, could you call me back? My name's Officer, blah, 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 have badge number, blah, blah, blah. So I call him back, and he's like, well, I need to meet up with you. And I'm like, I just want to make sure you're okay. And I'm like, I'm fine. You don't need to meet up with me. He's like, can I get where you live?
And well, this is getting pretty creepy. I want you to hang on, Bill. If you can stick with us through the news, I sure would appreciate it. We're going to come back and continue your story. I can tell you one thing, based on the story so far, I would not go back to that church.
Right.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can tell your story, share your thoughts on Bill's experience, or whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.